Hey guys, Jared here. Welcome to Woodchuck News. How is everyone today? I am here to talk about the Suicide Squad Extended Edition. Well, I watched it two nights ago, and watching it a second time, I saw a lot more issues, I guess, with it. More issues with it, but at the same time, I still have a really good liking for it. It's just, I don't know, like, I guess there was a lot of holes to it still. I did like what they did to the movie where they showed more on the dossiers of each of the villains. When Amanda Waller is at dinner with all the government officials, and that was well done, or was not well done, but it fixed that question a little more. Like, they finally showed Killer Croc more on his background, which I find he deserved. At the same time, I really don't know where, like, what they added to it was a good idea. Like, I kind of agree with what I read about what David Ayer had said about his own film, that the theatrical edition is his own director's cut, because half the things they did add into the extended edition, they kind of didn't need for the film. Like, the extra Joker scenes and stuff. Although, I do love, not love, I have a liking for Jared Leto's Joker. If they just got rid of the tattoo somehow, like, have him fall into another vat of acid or something that burns off the tattoos, that would be awesome. Or do a scenario where not just his face is carved off, like what happens in the New 52, but have his whole skin carved off somehow. The tattoos could go, but his Joker portrayal is good. I like it. It's more of a gangster style and everything, so it's different, but I like it a lot. I don't love it. I just like it a lot. Margot Robbie's portrayal of Harley Quinn, she could do no wrong with that character. She did a good job for what they gave her for a script and everything. So I'm happy about that. But man, oh man, there was just so much. They fit so much into it with such short time, just like they did with Batman v Superman. That's where a lot of issues with it I have. I've noticed what some of the scenes that they added were a good idea. Some of the scenes that they added were a bad idea. I don't know. It's really hard to describe what I think about this. Everyone knows I'm a diehard DC fan, and I have really high hopes for the DCEU. So I'm really curious to see what is going to happen for the future. And having Wonder Woman come out in this July, I think, and then at the end of this year in November, I can't believe it's this year, we finally get a Justice League movie. Yes! I'm really hopeful for this film. I'm really hoping that Zack Snyder doesn't mess this one up. The Flash looks awesome. Cyborg looks awesome. Wonder Woman looks amazing as always. Gal Gadot could not have been a better choice for the character. And Ben Affleck is my top Batman. He is awesome as Batman, in my opinion. And you can quote me on that. He beat out Christian Bale, and I love the Dark Knight trilogy. He's not my favorite. Like, it goes like Michael Keaton, then him. So, but he's still one of my top favorite Batman portrayals of all time. Despite him killing every one of the villains, basically, in Batman v Superman. So I cannot wait to see Justice League, by the way. Anyways, the movie itself, you know, there's some production errors, I could tell. Some dialogue kind of sucks in it. They could have worked on the script a little better, in my opinion. So many other little things that I could pick apart about it. Yes, I do this, people. I do pick apart movies and blah, 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 like other people do. I just don't talk about it as much. I love movies. You know, my first favorite, like, critically acclaimed film of all time was Godfather. I have watched the first one over and over again, and one of the best filmed films of its time. So, like, I go off of, like, what the director does as well, and how the producers produce. And Suicide Squad, man, the action is awesome. It's one of the best action films of 2016, in my opinion, other than, like, Civil War. And for action, it's awesome. For storyline, it's a little weak, but at the same time, if you want a good mindless action film, it's perfect for you. just perfect to sit back, relax, and watch comic book characters kick ass. I was kind of disappointed with Killer Croc. They went with the original, like, gray scales and look and before he became, like, this monstrous big 8 foot tall with tail. But there are some scenes where the makeup makes him look so scrawny, and that's really disappointing for me. oh, man. There's so much I could talk about this. Just tearing it down. Not tearing it down, but picking it apart and trying to analyze everything that happens in the film. But, you know, you get to the point in the film where they added the scene where Harley Quinn is chasing down the Joker on her bike, and he's clearly trying to avoid her. That scene didn't need to be added to the film. It could be, it should have been added maybe in, like, the Gotham City Sirens movie that's coming out now, or that's been announced. Maybe they should have added that scene to that, to show more of their backstory. But it was supposed to be about the Suicide Squad. They should have kept it like that, and I'm glad they cut out some of the Joker scenes. But I do love the scene, straight out of Alex Ross picture, of Joker and Harley. I'm glad they kept that in. I don't know, like, there's so many things I see wrong with the movie, so many things I liked about the movie. Just, I don't know, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around it. I'd have to watch it probably for a third time in order to, like, completely break it down. But overall, the movie, if you want a good mindless action film and see Harley Quinn, oh, and Will Smith's Deadshot, in my opinion, is Will Smith's portrayal of Deadshot is well done. I thought I was scared about him playing the character when I first saw the film back in August, and I'm glad that they casted him as Deadshot. He's perfect for the role. I can't wait to see him again. There's a rumor of a Deadshot movie, which a lot of people are like, oh, we're going to get, you know, more than just Batman characters. Well, it seems in DC's movie aspects, Batman does the best for them, money-wise. So, you got to see it in the profit stance that, like, Batman sells. A lot of people don't know about the other DC characters. They could do better origins of other ones so they could spark interest of these other characters. And DCEU needs to work on Henry Cavill Superman, in my opinion. I miss the Golden Age Superman where he's super happy and smiling and I am Superman and all that stuff. So there's DCEU I have hope for. They need to work on some of the characters or completely reboot the series. And they could do it that way. They could reboot the DCEU in a way where they could do a Flashpoint Paradox or a Crisis on Infinite Earths with the TV show and the movies and have them all mash together and finally fix some of it. But I'm going to cut my review short for today, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Jared Goodrich out.